Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this afternoon is Tim Beaver, CEO at Fantasy 360 Technologies. Tim, it's good to meet you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Tim, a very exciting company that you have here and lots to get to today. But first off, for investors who might be new to the story here, give us a quick introduction.
Yeah, so Fantasy 360, we've been around for about 4 years in the attractions business. And what we're doing right now is we've created a metaverse platform, a location-based metaverse platform, and creating a hardware, software, and content play that basically takes what our experience has been over the last 4 years and our firm-planted relationship within the amusement industry and create a location-based metaverse that allows these, think family entertainment centers to enter the metaverse so that there's some relevancy for them in the coming years ahead.
Before we get into the details on your technology here, you recently did go public. Talk a bit about your relationship with Victory Square Technologies.
Yeah, so we've been a portfolio company of theirs for the last 4 years from the beginning. And part of their model is incubating companies like us doing interesting, innovative tech and then spinning them out into public markets. So we are the second a third of the companies, and they've got more on deck. So it's an interesting model that they've got and an amazing relationship that we have with them.
We've been hearing the metaverse being said around so often now, ever since Facebook changed its name to the metaverse. So tell me a bit about your technology and how that kind of relates.
Yeah, the metaverse is definitely the big buzzword. What's interesting to note is, I think a lot of people are really just jumping on the buzzword of metaverse. We had brought on last spring, so, 8 months ago, we brought on Kathy Hackle, the godmother of the metaverse, as a board member, and also Alvin Graylin, who's the HTC China president. HTC is the maker of the Vive headsets, VR headsets, that are dominant in the location-based world and dominant in VR. So we had a plan, 8 months ago when we started mapping this metaverse strategy out, I guess call it reading the writing on the wall. So we're quite excited about this. And what we're feeling is that there's a need for a platform to get the location-based entertainment industry, family entertainment centers, amusement centers, to have a connection into the metaverse. Because with Mark Zuckerberg investing $10 billion in this current quarter by the end of this year into metaverse experiences, those are going to be VR games. That's going to leave a lot of people at home in the metaverse having fun and not necessarily going out and having social VR experiences. So that's where we're at, is in that social VR experience, arming and enabling location-based entertainment amusement operators to have that relevancy in the metaverse and just start to, frankly, figure out what the metaverse is for the location-based world.
So who would be some of your end customers here? Would it be those amusement operators?
Yeah. So family entertainment centers is kind of the laser focus. We've done a lot of business with that category of business. So one of the clients that we just announced closed a definitive agreement out of our trade show, the IAPA industry trade show in Orlando last week, is a company called Autobahn Indoor Speedway. So it's an indoor go-kart track, but they've got ropes course, they've got arcade, they've got now VR. So the beauty of the first product that the hardware portion of our platform is this product Uncontained, which is a standalone six-player hyper immersive experience that's built within shipping containers. So we've packed in all of the haptic controls that we've built over the last 4 years with all the various experiences, and then overlaid VR visuals over top of that. So the first game is a space game where you blast off into space. The six player experience inside the shipping container is actually your spaceship. Everything you're reaching out and grabbing is actually there. The buttons you push, all the haptic feedback, from the scent. We've got scent effects, we've got heat effects, we've got cool effects, we've got air blasts when your ship takes on damage. There's a rumble floor, so you literally feel like you're in that environment. So it's as hyper immersive as you can possibly get. So we're positioning that, and we call that the physical portal to the metaverse, because when you step into that, you're immersed in that environment that we've given you. And the metaverse at this point, from sort of popular definition is immersive social entertainment, immersive games. So that's kind of where we're focused, and we're seeing that as the first wave of what the metaverse will be.
Super, super cool. So geographically, are you focusing mostly on the US or all of North America or internationally? Where is the focus?
Yeah, our home market has always been the US. We're based in Canada. So, I mean, home market, North America. But at this IAPA trade show in Orlando last week, we had a lot of interest from distributors outside of that market. But, you know, we want to make sure that we own this market. Like, what we're creating is a revolutionary, brand new, disruptive thing for the industry. And we're also looking for partners out of these operators as well for the second portion of our platform, which is the software. We have now an open platform, an SDK that developers can develop games on this platform. So, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity, but we need to stay focused on the North American market.
And speaking of which, you have recently begun trading on the OTC platform here in the US. Yep. So what advantage do you think that gives you?
Yeah, so that opens up. So we started on the CSE in Canada. You know, obviously based in Canada, and the reach that we have with investors here in Canada has got us to this point, and it'll continue to propel us forward. But I think it's just a whole new, you know, a much larger market for us in the US. So we're just really excited to have that additional reach to a much larger pool of investors in the US through OTC.
Well, it's a really cool technology, and I'm looking forward to following the story here. Tim, it was really great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.